afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me today in the co-host chair is the lovely Christy Stratton.
Hello.
How are you doing, Christy?
I'm doing great. I have had, since I've seen you guys, I had a very exciting, I met Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, where'd you meet Weird Al?
Well, he was doing the At Midnight show on Comedy Central.
Okay.
And my husband works for Comedy Central. And I just remember in fourth grade, like, finding Dr. Demento and how, I mean, that was a lot to me as a kid.
Yeah.
And he wanted to enter. He's like, oh, would you like to meet him? And I'm like, no. Like, I can't do that. I'm not one of these people that can just go, yeah, you know. And so I'm like, dope. I beg him, please, please. I don't want to do it. And then he introduced me, and it was very nice. He was very nice. And then afterwards, Gary's like, do you want to take a picture after the show?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't. Just don't make me, please.
What do you mean
don't.
You can't?
Because I just get so nervous. Like, what? I'm going to seem like an ass or something.
No.
And Weird Al could kind of see us hovering.
Yeah.
And so, and he kind of caught Gary's eye. He's like, oh, do you want a picture? And I think Gary asked. And then he was like, yeah, cool. And he was super cool and made a funny face.
Yeah.
And it was exciting. It was exciting, y'all.
Did he have a Hawaiian shirt on?
He did, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's
his
outfit.
But I got to tell you, he didn't look much older than
me. No,
I
agree.
And I'm like, how was he 10 when he did those songs?
Yeah, he really doesn't look much different, except he doesn't have a mustache anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh,
right.
I always keep forgetting to introduce Kyle. Kyle Dodson's here producing. Kyle, and you're a big Weird Al fan.
Yeah, I grew up with Weird Al. I love Weird Al.
Really?
Because
I don't, like, our generation, I know it was, he was a thing, and MTV and all that, but I didn't realize, you know, you young kids.
Yeah, Running with Scissors. That was the first CD I ever owned.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh!
Go.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
like myself.
Cool.
But you didn't run with scissors, did you?
Yeah, to open it.
To open it.
But what was super cool was all of the audience. Like, people were into it. Like, people were excited for him. People knew that that was a big deal, and I like that. I like that. Like, he was getting the, you know,
I think he's deserves. I think he's the type of a celebrity where, even if you don't own any of his music, or it's not even really on your radar, you still know him and you still like him, because he has a presence that's likable, positive.
And no one before or since, well, maybe before, but like, he's the guy that does that.
Yeah, no one else does that. And if they do, they do it once or twice. They don't. It's not their career.
Correct.
or they can't do it. They can't do it successfully enough like he does it.
Right.
So a couple of years ago, I put out an email to his manager to get him on the podcast, and it was a really, like, terse email, like, in a no. And so I was like, okay. So then, like, 2 weeks ago, I put out another one, because now we've had some guests on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I always send a list of guests and links to all those. And now I got a very lovely email that said, Al's working on an album right now. It should be out in 2014. And it said, and please reconnect with me then. So that was much better than my last email.
Yeah.
Which was like,
oh,
how
gosh,
dare
so excited.
You email me? It was basically the vibe I got.
And it was the same person.
It's the same person. Yeah. I mean, I think this is a friend that he grew up with, who became his manager in the early, and has always been his manager.
Okay.
So I always like to hear things like that.
Yeah.
So let's get into the topic today.
Yes.
You, now, Christy picked this topic and then decided she did not want to do it.
Well, this is what's interesting, is the topic is right and wrong.
Right.
Right versus wrong, whatever. And I found it very interesting how few artists really wanted to explore, you know, right or wrong. Like, you're not going to hear Led Zeppelin worrying about, like, whether they did something right or wrong.
Well, they're too busy singing about Mordor and Gollum.
And
elves.
And I found it at first very limiting, but then I thought it was kind of interesting in a fun way, because a lot of these songs are about love or sex. Like, that, it's not like what's, you know, am I buying the right car? Am I getting into the right career? Those are not the songs that you hear about in this. Anyway, and I, once you said, like, yeah, I did this lickety split, I'm like, all right.
So today the topic is right and wrong.
Yes.
These are songs with either right or wrong in the song title.
Yes.
I got cough all of a sudden. So since you picked this title, this topic, and then withdrew it, and then put it back on the table,
yes,
I'm going to let you go first.
Excellent. I picked this one to go first because it was the first song on Lucinda Williams' Car Wheels on a Gravel Road album, which was awesome. And it's the song is called Right in Time.
All right. A tattoo pierces the skin and the blood runs through. Oh, my baby. The way you move is right in time. The way you move is right in time. It's right in time.
It
sounds like she's right in the room. I do. I like when it's something's recorded like really like crisp and clean.
Yeah.
And that sounds like she's right there.
Yeah.
In the room.
And it's an incredibly sexy song. It's just really, I mean, it's fantastic. And the whole record's great, but
how old is Lucinda Williams
right
now?
In her 80s? I don't know.
She's not in her 80s.
No, but she's got that timeless kind of shag.
Yep.
An eyeliner thing that, and there was that period in the aughts that I couldn't get enough of her. I saw her at the House of Blues. She was fantastic. I mean, was in tears because I was with this boy that didn't love me. But other than that, the show was dynamite.
She is, she just had a birthday in January. She's 61 years old.
Okay.
61 years old. Still doing it.
Yeah.
Lots of people record her songs too.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
That's our show.
Yeah. Right and wrong.
The first, that's funny that you just say that because that is the title of my first song. I picked a song that has right and wrong in it.
Nice.
From 1986. Let's hear a little bit of Joe Jackson.
Too hard for clever folks to understand. Yeah, them are used to words like. They say it's not the issue. Ideology. They're not talking about right or left. They're talking about right and wrong. Do you know the difference?
That's Joe Jackson. Are you a Joe Jackson fan?
You know, he's one that I absolutely appreciate, but for one reason or another, haven't gotten into, like, Warren Zevon is one of them. Like, I've got to get into Warren Zevon one of these days.
Yeah, for both of those guys, I like the hits or the popular songs or the songs that everyone's heard, but I'm not deep into their catalog to where I'd be like, oh, this is, buy this album because this whole album's good.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have to get into both of those guys also.
Yeah, right?
But the hits I love. I love Joe Jackson's hits, and I love Warren Zevon's hits.
Yeah.
And it just feels like sometimes I'm like, oh, do I really want to get into two guys that have a big catalog of songs right now? and yet Hall & Oates, I've been getting into Hall & Oates like crazy for the past like 3 weeks.
Really?
Like, again, I know their hits. And there's like one or two albums that I own of theirs. Like, I love Voices.
Okay.
But I'm like, well, if I like Voices, I probably like the album that comes after that. And then I'm like, well, if I like Voices, I probably like the album that comes right before that. And now I'm like kind of deep into
it. Yeah. And good? Yeah. Worth it? Worth your time?
Yeah. Everything from like 79 through like 84 for me is great.
All right.
That's the very poppy. Some of it's a little punky, new wavy. And then they get into, you know, their soul.
Okay.
But yeah, I like it a lot.
Well, speaking of new wavy and 80s.
Here we go.
Devo.
Mm-hmm.
I think Devo was very underrated as a pop band. I think they're a lot of their stuff is deeper than seems on the surface. This is from Freedom of Choice, and it's called It's Not Right. I wanna die.
Baby says it's over. I gotta hear it face to face. I love you, darling. It's a
fantastic, right?
Yeah.
How great is that?
There's tons of Devo songs I love. I love Girl You Want and Freedom of Choice and Beautiful World. Through Being Cool. That's good.
Oh, Beautiful World.
Peekaboo. Mm. Yeah. I like lots of Devo songs.
And it has this kind of air of frivolousness, but it really has this kind of undercurrent of, you know, very adult themes, very cerebral.
I think people toss them in as like a joke band.
Yes.
And because they're wearing the hat or the plastic wig or whatever they're doing. But it's like everyone kind of, a lot of bands have a costume they wear. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I don't understand that either. But yeah, Devo's good. Devo is good. They're still around, still doing it, still touring.
Yeah. I think in the aughts I did a race, one of those like 5K, 10K things. And at the end of it, like some 80s bands were playing.
Devo played?
Yes. Running in, exhausted. Devo's
playing.
Did
Flock of Seagulls play?
I think so, right? A lot of those. There was like at the different markers. It was like
I was talking about Iran.
Nice. Boom.
I thought he meant the country Iran. Oh. That's what I thought. The show got political all of a sudden. My next song is from an artist I think you played a couple shows ago, Pat Benatar.
Uh-huh.
And this is from Crimes of Passion, and this is Treat Me Right.
Is that what you sing to her when she doesn't sign your album?
Yeah, when she doesn't sign my album, I go, come on, Pat, treat me right. Her voice, again, I said this last time you played her, it's crazy.
And those songs, crazy.
Yeah.
Just great, and like, just, they endure. In fact, I didn't pick this one because I knew that you would pick. There's another one that I'm waiting, like, to see.
Okay. Well, you have to stop doing that.
No, but it's fun. It's like,
because
a game.
If you pick it, and I picked it, well, one of us won't play it, but we go, oh, we both had that. That was awesome.
Well.
So, what do you got next?
Well, we have that one next queued up? Okay. When I went to college in the early 90s, and I was at University of Florida. And there, when you'd go to frat parties, all the Miami boys, you would dance. It was all about dance music. It was all about, because I'm talking about the time before Kurt Cobain came and ruined the party. but like your Def Leppards, we're rocking, you know, Fine Young Cannibals, we're bopping. And then I discovered the Spin Doctors.
Okay.
Pocket Full of Kryptonite and this song. And yet people, I think it's so poppy and whatever. It was a good record. This particular song is Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
Okay.
And it's fantastic.
See, this is sounding good to me already. I haven't heard it forever.
It's a great song.
Did we get to where he said Little Miss Can't Be Wrong?
Oh, not yet. It's coming up.
Yeah, we got to hear that.
Oh.
There it is. Yeah, they have like five or six songs that I like.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy Olsen's Blues was good.
Yeah.
Like, there's some really good stuff on that. I mean, yes, Two Princes was very, like, traditional, poppy, whatever. And
right.
That, you know, was kind of... But I thought that was...
That's a good song, and Chris that's
Barron,
a good choice.
Homely lead singer. I always love that. I always appreciate the guys are like, okay, yeah, he's homely, but we got to. He's the best one for the job. Let's put him out front.
Was he homely or did he look homeless?
Okay.
Maybe he would clean up and he'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
He was one of those guys that had like a bead in his, like beads in his beard.
And the scruffy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But skinny, real skinny.
Yeah.
Like a lead singer's supposed to be.
Uh-huh. Real tall. I mean, it looked like he was tall. I don't know.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song. I was just talking about Hall & Oates. This is my next song is from an album that came out in 2011 by Daryl Hall.
Okay.
No Oates.
No Oates.
Just Hall. It's called
No G.E. Smith.
No G.E. Smith. Mm. This album is called Laughing Down Crying, and this song is called Wrong Side of History.
So cold, baby, so cold. Think nobody knows, but somebody cares. You tear me down, and it's a blow to my pride. It's so cold, so cold.
Hall. That's his best solo album.
How many does he have?
He has four solo albums, and that's the best of the four.
Okay.
I'm telling you that right now.
All right.
Two of them stink.
Okay.
But this is the best one from 2011. That's kind of recent.
Why do you think this one was the best?
Because this sounds like a Hall & Oates album without Oates. And the other albums he tries to do, which I think you should do with a solo album. If you're in a, you know, like when, you know, like if the lead singer from Foreigner or someone does a solo album, it shouldn't sound like Foreigner. It should be different.
Right.
Otherwise, why do it?
Right. Like so, Ben Orr's The Lace didn't sound like a Cars album.
No, it didn't. That's got about four or five good songs, though, in my opinion.
All right.
I like that. Do you like that album?
The Lace?
Yeah. You wish that Stay the Night was a Cars song, right?
You know, that was just a little too mellow. I mean, I get it, and I'm glad it was a hit for him. And,
right.
I think there's a song like In Circles that I like. And the one that you sent, like... Too Hot to Stop. If I hadn't seen the video,
That video is so bad.
It's so bad.
He is jammed in some leather pants. Like, it's crazy.
It's cray. Yeah.
I mean, and the hair is, sprayed up a little bit.
And even though he was a devastatingly handsome man...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wasn't that...
comfortable in his body.
Yes. And movement and... again, incredibly sexy,
yeah.
But just once he kind of moved with that face, and that it just didn't work.
Much sexier just holding the bass and
yes,
keeping the low end low.
Yeah, and they were all just standing there. It was just, there was something very compelling about seeing this band that you loved, and they were mysterious, and they all just stood there, and, well, you know, I can go on and on about the Cars.
Well, we should do, you know what, we've been trying to get Elliot Easton in here, Christy and I have, and haven't had word from him yet. But if we don't hear in a month or so, then we should just do a Cars episode.
Okay.
Get it out of our systems.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. We'll bring in our favorite Cars songs from every album.
Okay.
And just do it.
I think that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Your glasses kind of remind me, you like a Greg Hoxish.
Yes. Look. Yes. Thank you. I've been wearing these for years, and because I thought that, like, circa Panorama, and you finally, thank you, acknowledge.
Like, you look like you could be Greg Hawks's much more attractive sister. Because if I said,
that's not dental work.
If I said, hey, you look like Greg Hawks, she'd be like, well, hey, wait a minute, jerk.
Oh, he was adorbs. Okay, this next song, I picked for Pilar.
All right.
We spoke of Joan Osborne and Relish and how fantastic it is.
The song's on my list.
Oh!
Go ahead.
All right. Well, this is Right Hand Man.
Right.
Just puts an image that is very specific.
Oh, I know.
That all young women know, and there's no shame in it, and she's just putting it out there, and it's just dynamite, that song.
That's the Walk of Shame song.
Yeah, but without the shame.
No,
she is not ashamed.
No, because she's not sneaking out. She's like, you got a toothbrush I can borrow? You got a blah, blah, blah. No, that's good. I love that. That album, Relish, is, I think, Pilar's favorite album. I think she's told me that. And yeah, I just wish that she would be able to recapture that a little bit and do another great album. The other albums are good, but that album's great.
Yeah.
We've seen her live, too. She's amazing.
Really?
The voice is crazy.
Oh.
All right. From that, we are going to go to a band. I've said this story many times. I was playing this band through my docking station in the kitchen, and Pilar said, "Who's this?" And I said, "This is UFO." And she said, "And she said, they're not very good, are they?"
Mm.
And I was like, "You get out of this house."
And so, that was fighting words.
And I was just like, "Oh my god!" And the other Pilar story I like to tell is I was playing Joe Walsh in the kitchen. And it was pretty loud, but no one else was in the house. And then she came in and she started to tell me something. And as she's telling me it, she realizes, oh, this music is really loud to be having a conversation. And she said, "Fuck this music." I was like, just turn it down, honey. So that's our kitchen when we listen to music.
Yeah.
Okay. This is UFO. This is from, an album called The Wild, The Willing, and The Innocent. First time I ever saw UFO, they opened for Cheap Trick at the Pittsburgh Civic Arena. It was the second concert I had ever seen. I didn't know UFO. I didn't know who they were. And they came out. They had been around for probably 5, 6, 7 years at that point. And they came out, and I was like, oh, my God. Who is this band? Why is the lead singer wearing blue crushed suede boots? And why do they sound so good? And I've never seen a band like live and then been like, oh, that's it. That's my band. And then I went back and bought everything. And they still tour. I go see them every time they come to LA, and they're at a small, tiny club. And
same lineup.
It's three of the originals right now, but, I've met them and got their autographs and super nice, super fun. Love it. So this is a song called, that was a lot of story. This song is called Couldn't Get It Right.
Fantastic.
I love it.
That is great.
The Wild, The Willing, and The Innocent. Get that album.
Wow, that's good.
Thank you.
I was preparing myself. I was like, all right. And then, whoa.
You were preparing yourself to think, not very good, are they?
Yeah, I was. I'm not going to lie. And that was fantastic. Well, we're going to take a step into a different genre right now.
Okay.
And this is Flo Rida.
Oh, great.
Mm.
What's it called?
Right Round. You'll hear the sample very quickly.
All right.
Put my swagger, hop in that window. I got places to go. People to see, time is precious. I look at my Cartier out of control. Just like my mind, where I'm going. The women, the shorties, know nothing but clothes. No stopping at my Pirelli's home. Unlike my jewelry, that's always on. I know the storm is coming. My pockets keep telling me.
I said sample, but he doesn't really sample it.
Right.
He, you know.
And the sample would be from
Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
Right Round. Pete Burns, to me, a much better drag queen than Boy George.
Right.
He was just handsome.
Mm-hmm.
So it was actually more of an androgynous thing.
Right.
I mean, I know that we're going from Flo Rida to Pete Burns, but come on, the guy was a looker.
Yeah.
I mean, he could still be with us, maybe. Is he?
I don't know. You can look that up. Kyle's looking it up.
Anyway, that was fun. Come on, that's fun.
No, I like
that's
that.
That's a fun, you know.
Yeah, you go from UFO to Flo Rida. That's what the show is about.
Right?
We want to mix it up, play different stuff.
Pete Burns looks to still be with us.
Yay!
Is he still dressed as a lady? Or
a handsome woman?
Not so much anymore.
Oh. Show the picture to Christy and ruin it for her.
Oh.
has to load. That's what he looks like, a blank square.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow.
Bad? Wow, let me see this.
Wow, it's a very different look. There's been some surge.
Gosh.
It looks like there's some like piercings in the eyebrow.
No. Okay, stop. Okay. That's really gross, people.
Yeah.
Kyle, maybe you mark that and you put that up on the website to see what
What a difference.
What made Christy scream in horror.
Oh.
That's why.
He was just so beautiful before, and anyway.
What I will say is Joan Rivers looks better than this.
Oh,
picture.
For sure.
Those lips are terrible.
Oh.
Don't do any lip plumping. I'm telling you.
No. Yeah. It's the most obvious. I can't. No.
No. Don't do it. When it comes to vocalists, this is one of my top two vocalists of all time. And I guess she would be my top female vocalist. I love Chrissy Hynde.
Yes.
I love the Pretenders. And this is from 1986. This is Don't Get Me Wrong. Love the Pretenders.
Yeah. I saw that come up on my end. I'm like, oh no, he's bringing it. Although there's one more that I'm thinking, but we'll see.
All right.
But yeah, that's fantastic.
I'm trying to look here to see if I think I might have one that you might have, but it would be, we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, that's a Dynamite song. We love her. This was one that I didn't know I looked up and I'm like, oh, Tokyo Rose. I know I've heard of them and whatever. And the song is called Right as Rain and it's really good.
Tokyo Rose.
I won't let myself let you down. And she's right on all accounts, but one, I'm right for you as rain. That is some really good lyric writing, I think.
What year is that from?
I found that just looking up right. And I just thought I've got to get into this. They're from New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Yeah,
everyone.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Active 1999 until the present is what they're saying. So look at you bringing the rock.
I want to expose myself to something new and different.
And that was in your iTunes. You came across that.
I came across that. No, not in my personal one. I went to the store.
Oh, you went to the store.
I went to the store.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're doing research.
Well, I wanted something out of my, because like I say, I know we have a lot of overlap. So I'm like, I want to just get out and discover someone else exploring the theme.
All right. Mm. Well, we appreciate it. Mm. And the listeners appreciate it.
Well, we'll see.
This is a gentleman, whenever someone's been on the show, if I find a song that fits a new category, I try to include them. So this is from Marshall Crenshaw's 1985 album called Downtown, and the song is called Right Now.
I'm all alone, so come on over, baby, right now.
Produced by T-Bone Burnett.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's in 1985. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
I like it because that sounds like you could have said that was released a year ago or this year. And
or
you
1950.
Said right. Yeah. I love timeless stuff like that. I think that's really great.
Don't thank me. Thank him.
Yeah. Okay. we've been in the right area for, I think it's time to kind of dip back into wrong.
All right.
And I think, you know, pedophilia, we've been talking about that as a culture. And
yes, we have been.
This might be one of those songs that, like, it's super creepy, super creepy, but it's a really good song.
Would this be one of Woody Allen's favorite songs?
Maybe. It's Wrong Way by Sublime.
Annie's 12 years old, and tomorrow she'll be a whore. Nobody ever told her it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid with the quickness you get laid. For your family get paid, it's the wrong way. I give her all that I have to give. I'm gonna make it hard to live. Soggy tears running down to her chin, and it ruins up her makeup and never won.
That's enough of that. But it's a good, so like you're listening to it, you don't know, like you're, if you're just tuning in,
yeah,
back in the...
I think it's enough time has passed. I think we can all stop pretending that we like Sublime. Because it's the shit. It's like the Nickelback of its day.
But you know, discovering, you know how sometimes you'll discover a song and you'll bop along to it, and then you're like, oh, whoa.
There's a Rick Springfield song that's in my, treadmill tunes when I'm on the treadmill. And the other day it was on, and I was listening to the lyrics. I'm like, oh, this is about, it's about the same thing as this. And I'm like, oh, I can't run on the treadmill next. I just can't. That's bringing me down.
And 10,000 Maniacs, you know, we're tired of the excuses everybody uses. And you're like, you're listening to it like, woo. You know, me and my sorority girls were out in my old VW convertible. And like, oh wait, this is about child abuse. Yeah.
At least
this
when Janie's got a gun, I knew right away what was going on.
Yeah, sometimes they trick you with a little happy melody.
Yeah.
I guess what else do you have in that playlist? Christine 16.
Christine 16 by Kiss. Yeah.
17 by Winger.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's go with some TP and the H Breakers.
Oh, yes.
This is from an album produced by Jeff Lynne called Into the Great Wide Open, and this is All the Wrong Reasons.
Well, she grew up hard. And she grew up fast in the age of television. And she made a vow to have it all. It became her new religion. Oh, 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 down in her soul, it was an of treason. Down they go for all the wrong reasons.
Oh. Done.
Yeah, I love him. I'm not as familiar with this one.
This was the album that came after Full Moon Fever.
Okay, which was a
mega
classic,
that was a solo album. That was a Tom Petty solo album, and then this was a Heartbreakers album, but he kept Jeff Lynne as producer. And it has some great highlights on it, but it's not as good as Full Moon Fever.
Okay,
not a lot of things can be.
Yeah, right. Oh,
pretty great.
Boy. Okay, I've warned you all. I warned from the first time I came on that any time I was going to be able to play the Bee Gees, I was going to do it.
Yeah.
And,
oh my God, we're out of time.
Hey, really? Okay, what?
I like the Bee Gees.
Love So Right from 1976.
I don't know if I know this song, do I?
Soft rock, but come on, that's a lovely melody.
Yeah, I just checked my iTunes. I have this song. You know, whenever you've played the Bee Gees, I'm like, well, do I have that song? I think I have that song. And yeah, I have it. Love So Right.
Now, did you? I haven't listened to it yet because I'm a little afraid.
Mm-hmm.
In your 1977 show,
yes.
Did you acknowledge the elephant in the room in 1977?
Disco? What? Bee Gees?
Saturday Night Fever.
Did Siegel play any Saturday Night Fever?
I don't think so.
I thought Mike maybe played. Oh, maybe. I didn't, but I thought Mike might have played.
Okay.
Something. I thought he played a Bee Gees song.
Okay. Okay. Then I can, you know, not get my dander up.
We should do a disco show.
Oh my gosh! But would the listeners like that? Would there be a revolt? Would there be a non-downloading?
Not if we made it fun.
All right. Well, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should do it.
No.
Are you looking? You still looking? I thought he played a Bee Gees song, but maybe I'm wrong.
Because that was 77, right? And not 78. Am I mistaken? Because I'm a little drunk.
He had an Andy Gibb song, but he didn't play it.
Oh, okay. Oh.
He didn't play it. We ran out of time.
Okay. All right.
What do I want to do now? I might want to skip my Fleetwood Mac song and go with my Jerry Rafferty song.
Oh, which I have.
You do?
I do.
Well, then I'm going to keep my Fleetwood Mac song, and you can play your Jerry Rafferty song. Mm-hmm. So let's hear from Tusk, which is, for me, as always, seems like a more of a Lindsey Buckingham solo album a little bit. This is I Know I'm Not Wrong. I wanted to comment, and I jumped right in with that song. How crazy are the Bee Gees' voices in the early days?
Crazy.
That was so, like, are they trying to sing like that, or is that they sing naturally?
What happened, and I want to say it was Ahmet Erdogan. Mm-hmm. I think it was him. But they were doing was it Spirits Having Flown that has Nights on Broadway? Mm-hmm. And he's like, can any of you do falsetto? Like, let's do falsetto at the end of this.
Okay.
And Barry's like, I'll do it. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that whole thing was born from just like, hey, can one of you guys just come a little falsetto here at the end?
So on that song that you just played, that was Barry? Or was that...
Oh, yeah.
That was Barry. Mm. Are you going to go see Barry? He's coming to town.
Yes.
Did you have your tickets yet?
Yes.
So does Jimmy Pardo also has his tickets. He's taking his mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Not because his wife won't go. I think he just wants to, you know, take his mom for, I think maybe it's her birthday.
Did you see?
Do you have good tickets?
Oh, yeah. Did you see him on a Fallon?
No, I didn't see him on Fallon. When Fallon hosted Saturday Night Live, I saw him in there.
Well, look up on YouTube.
Okay.
There is, when he does the interview portion with Fallon, mm-hmm. they sing Everly Brothers songs.
Oh, wow.
And it sounds fantastic. Like Barry plays along guitar and then Jimmy like harmonizes with him. It's dynamite. They do three little Everly Brothers songs and it sounds fantastic.
Jimmy Fallon might have too much talent.
Maybe.
he got a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
God could have made him ugly.
Maybe, but you know, no.
But no, they didn't. Could have made him bald. Nope. Could have made him fat. Nope. None of that. Did you see when they did, when Fallon recently hosted Saturday Night Live and they did the Barry Gibb talk show?
Yes.
But I had a problem with it because Timberlake was on and he was playing...
Robin,
but Robin's not with us anymore.
I think rightfully so. They just don't acknowledge that. He's timeless. But then
Barry came out at the end of it and like danced behind him.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm having like a weird feeling now about this whole sketch because he's playing Barry, but then there's the real Barry and he's playing Robin. Robin's dead. I don't know if I'm enjoying this anymore.
Oh, I thought it was really neat.
It must be hard to be Barry. His all three brothers mm-hmm. have passed.
Yes.
I mean, he's got to know his number's up.
Oh.
He's next.
And the mother is still alive.
And how old is she?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 100.
You know why she's alive? Money keeps you alive.
Apparently there's a sister, too. Like, remember when you found out there was this Rebbie Jackson?
Yes.
Like, all of a sudden there's this older sister, too. I'm like, oh.
But does she sing?
I don't think so.
See, Rebbie was trying to sing.
Was she? I only found out about Rebbie, like, in my 30s.
Okay, give me, you know what? I have a Rebbie Jackson song in my iTunes, and I'm going to jump ship here. I'm going to jump ship here for a second.
Okay.
And the reason the reason that I have this Ribby Jackson song in my iTunes is because it's a duet with Robin Zander of Cheap Trick. And this song is from...
What?
This is from her album Reaction. I think we all know it. And this is called You Send the Rain Away. How much will I play? This will be more than anyone's ever played, so.
What year was this?
My thing says 2010. It's not. It's okay. Probably like 86 or 87.
Okay.
That sounds like it's from an album. How great is that? Okay, here comes Robin.
Every cloud has a silver lining, turning my gray skies to blue. Here you are shining like the sun breaking through.
Let's get to the chorus, then I'll stop. You Send the Rain Away.
Wow.
I have a Rebe Jackson song.
Nice. I'm all a flutter.
I know.
That.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
Me.
Yeah, you. You
well,
and you. Were,
I'll go ahead and play Jerry Rafferty because the song is awesome.
That's not the song that you thought that you and I might have.
No, there's another one that I think.
This is interesting.
This is number 11. Yes.
From City to City.
Long as I got your love, you know that I'll never leave.
There's some like wood blocks in this song
when
or something.
When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt in my mind.
But it's not like on tempo either.
No, it's like weird, but it's great.
Woman, right down the line.
I love love songs that are like that.
Yeah.
That are, they're not like passionate love song. They're like, dude, you know I'll never leave, you know, it's just, we're chill. And it's, I love that. I think that's so more profound. I think
you think that's better than You Send the Rain Away.
A little bit.
By Rebe Jackson.
A
here's
little
how
bit.
She is on the album cover. That's how her picture is.
I missed that. I watch MTV like from dawn to dusk. Yeah. Every day on the weekends on the summer.
The Wikipedia article said it came out in 86.
Okay.
And it had two mildly successful hits. That's
what
it says.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's all it says about it.
Yeah, Reaction and then You Send the Rain Away.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I read an article.
She had another album too. That was her second.
Was that Centipede was her other album?
Yes.
Yeah. Why do I know that? I shouldn't know that.
Boy. You are sharp as a tack, mister.
Robin Zander, I read an article with him, and someone asked him why he did that, and he said, I paid my mortgage for a year, something like that, something like, yep,
wow.
Big money.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Okay, what have we, oh, okay, so this next song, this is very recent, this is 2013. This is from the category when a recording artist says, you know what, I think I'm going to do a country album. So this is from Sheryl Crow's most recent album, Feels Like Home, which is actually... a very, very, very good album. If she wouldn't have told me that it was her country album, I would just go, oh, it's a Sheryl Crow album. But there's some twangy guitars here and there. Mm-hmm. So this song is called You're Asking the Wrong Person.
And no one knows me better than you do. But you got a girlfriend who doesn't like you having girls for friends. So you don't always tell her where you've been, even though you're just with me again. You say you went and bought her a ring, and now you're asking me what I think. Well, you're asking the
that's great. I like that very much.
I think you'll like that album a lot. Feels like home.
I do like her.
Yeah, I do too. And I think, like I said, I think this would be in the Kirstie Stratton ballpark.
Yeah, I'll have to try that. Yeah, and you know, this next one is right in my ballpark.
How many more songs do you have?
Oh, I have like 3 or 4, but
okay.
But we can. You just tell me when, and I'll stop.
I only have one more, so you do this one. I'll do one. You do one.
Great.
And then we'll say our goodbyes, and let Kyle play us out.
Jagged Little Pill. Mm-hmm. I've been very vocal about how important that was in my life as a young woman.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a song called Right Through You.
Oh, hello, Mr. Man. You didn't think I'd come back. You didn't think I'd show up with my army and some ammunition on my back. Now that I'm Miss Fame. Billionaire, you scan the credits for your name and wonder why it's not there. I see right through you. I know right through you. I feel right through you. I walk right through.
How great is that?
That is. It's just that first line that she says, "Hello, Mr. Main."
Yeah.
However, now in 2005, she released "Jagged Little Pill" acoustic.
I did not get it.
I want to hear because I like Alanis, and I want to hear a little bit of. I want to hear how she sings that line acoustically. So let me plug in.
I like that she could kind of like have a little character in this. It was very real to me. This whole.
And I'm just going to see if my wife would start calling me Mr. Man.
That's what I call my husband.
Well, you have to because his last name is
yeah.
Very Man. Okay, I'm playing it, Kyle, but we're not hearing it. Oh, here. This is Very Man.
It was like towards the end. Of the
yeah, it's the last verse.
Oh, like how long in do you think it was?
It's like
2:30. It's 2 minutes in. I walk right through.
A double shot of Alanis.
Hello, Mr. Man. You did not think I'd come back. You didn't think I'd show up with my army and the stallion on my back. And now that I'm a thing. Now that I'm a
I like it.
Love it.
Yeah, she's good. I saw her in concert and she was very, very good. Very fun, good performer. She has the biggest mouth ever in the world. Her mouth is gigantic. Seriously, she could open her mouth like so wide. I guess that's what you do when you sing.
All right, yeah.
You take a deep breath. I don't know why. Love that song. So my next one is one that I thought you might have because it's from a Rick Ocasek solo album.
Wow, I do not.
This is from his 1997 album called Troubleizing.
Yes.
And this is called The Next Right Moment.
Starting to swerve now, side to side. Up and down, set me straight. On solid ground, I can't wait for the next right moment to come. I can't wait for the pleasures of the moonlight sun. I can't wait.
I actually own this, but
I love that album. I think it's a really, really good, it's a little more crunchier, a little more heavier than a Cars album, but I really like that, Rick Ocasek album.
I gotta give that another listen because I listened to it and, you know, I just put it away.
Yeah.
Not for lack of love, but for lack of love.
That happens a lot. You'll go like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then, cause I'll do that a lot. I'll go, what is this on my shelf? I don't even remember this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm.
That's what I say to myself. The Rick Ocasek solo albums have some nice little nuggets mixed in there.
Yeah. I was most into Beatitude. Or Beatitude, Beatitude, or whatever. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
That's the kind of one that I got into and then felt a little... Some of them were a little softer and like emotions and motion or whatever. Like I can't. It was a little too...
I'll make you a mix.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you a mix CD. No, actually, I'm going to make you a tape. I'm going to make you a mix tape.
Oh, my God.
And then you have to go find a place where you can play that.
Oh, honey.
You have a cassette player at your house?
Yeah. I have a cassette player that records the cassettes onto your CDs.
Wow. Well, I was going to make records. It on a mini cassette.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go.
All right. What do you have? This,
all right.
This is
my
last
one. And you know, to choose my last one, I Climax Blues Band. I know not a whole lot about them,
right,
other than this song as a child was big for me. And you know how you have your happy songs where if something good happens to you, you look for that song that just for some reason lifts your spirits. And for some reason you get into it. And this is Couldn't Get It Right, also the same, but it's a different, of course, a different song. And this one's number 10.
This is not a remake of the UFO song.
No, it is not. Cowbell, everyone.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling, really got a hold. I started searching for a better way. And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night. But I couldn't see the light. No, I couldn't see the light.
I'm going to have to go to iTunes and buy this song now.
Right?
Yeah.
Looking for a way to take me through the night. Couldn't get it right.
Love, very nice. Love that song. I just think it just, it's
very
groovy
nice.
And fantastic.
I think we played good songs today.
I think so.
Before Kyle plays us out, I want to let you know that you can follow us on Twitter at Rock Solid Show, at Christy S. Mann, at Pat _ Francis, and at Kyle Dotson Funny. Also, I want to thank all the guys who have been doing all the Facebook artwork every week. These guys are really hitting it out of the park. We have Jason Levy, Aaron Gould, Glenn K. Ammo, and Jamie Whitlock. These guys just said, hey, I can do some of that stuff for you. And they've been doing excellent, excellent stuff. I can't wait for you to see the artwork for this episode that was done by Jamie Whitlock. It is really, really cool.
Oh,
so what else do I got? Head over to www.rocksolidpodcast.com. That's Jason Wilcox's site where he's... been cataloging all the episodes, although Jason hasn't done an update since November. So, Jason, are you alive? And that's it. Kyle, what do you want to play us out on? Thank you, Christy.
Thanks, Christy.
Always fun to have you here.
I love this.
This is a song by an early 2000s band called SR71, and it's called Right Now.
All right. Every word.